Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you called Una. Una? Sounds like someone's name, doesn't it? It is, in fact. And the picture will show us exactly who it is that we're talking about. And I'm going to give you a hint about how cool I think that name is. It might be easy to say underwater. Una, because it's the name of it. Looks like she's a mermaid. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Una was written by Kelly DePucchio, and the pictures are by Raisa Figueroa, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip,
my favorite guy, who is a little bit sweet and a little bit salty, and I can't... Well, you are sweet all the time, but you can definitely be salty, too. And you're also a treasure hunter, aren't you?
Me?
You.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. All right. So, Mommy and Philip in the house with Una. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. And now you'll see why I said what I said. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Una was sweet and a little bit salty, like the ocean where she lived. She was also brave and curious, like most treasure hunters. When Una was just a baby, no bigger than a scallop, she chased a pearl into the mouth of a whale. Lucky for her, she popped right back out. And as the years passed, Una found even bigger treasure and even bigger trouble.
How did she pop out?
It blew her out of its spout because she was tiny. Yeah. It's a good thing she has Otto. And in the picture, we can see who Otto is. Una rescued Otto from an oyster net when he was just a pup. And she taught him tricks like sit and roll over and walrus and her favorite puffer fish. And we can see when she says those things to him, he pretends like he's doing them. Mm-hmm. What animal is Otto? Can you tell from the picture?
He's an otter.
An otter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. Otto the otter. And I do like it when he pretends to be a puffer fish because he blows his cheeks out really big. Mm-hmm. Una and Otto searched for treasure nearly every day. They uncovered keys and coins and buttons and bottles, and sometimes they even found lost gold.
What?
Mm-hmm. In the picture, we can see the things they have found. And sometimes lost glasses. Can you imagine if you were out on a boat splashing around and you had your sunglasses on and the boat hit a wave and your sunglasses flew off your face?
Like, oh, yeah. Hey, my sunglasses, those are my only prescription sunglasses.
That would be a problem. But there was one special treasure that Una could never quite reach. The crown. It was extra sparkly in a way that made Una's heart thump. But the crown was stuck deep in the rift. And not a pole or a pail or the sticky stick of a snail could get it unstuck. So we can see that she has tried to get this crown by strapping a snail to a pail and seeing if she can get it stuck on the snail. And that's not going to work. Still, Una was determined. And in the picture, we can see this crown. It's a beautiful looking crown with looks like red jewels on it. And I don't know how it got stuck down there, but I wouldn't want to swim down to where it's stuck either because it looks very spooky down there. Her next plan was a good one. She'd knock the crown loose. Unfortunately, the current shifted. The lobster crate and the rock drifted, and the squid, well, see for yourself. It's hard to say who was more surprised when the water cleared, Una or the shark. Her third plan definitely would have worked if the crabs hadn't been so crabby and the waves hadn't been so wavy. And if that long ship plank hadn't bumped her head hard before the greedy, greedy rift gobbled it up too. And in this picture, we can see she's managed to get all of these crabs to join arms, kind of like, you know, the game where you match, where you have the monkeys and the monkeys have to kind of hang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got all the crabs making a rope. And they almost got to the crown, but the wreckage of the ship is distracting and it hit her.
They almost had the crown.
Mm-hmm. And then we can see she was going to take a lobster crate and use a net and and scoop up the crown with the lobster crate. But instead, she hit a shark in the head, and he did not like that at all. Wait. I can't blame her.
Wait, what did she hit the shark in the head?
Doink.
What even is a lobster crate?
She put the lobster crate and a rock in a net to try to weigh the net down so she could scoop up the crown with the lobster crate, but instead she's hit this shark in the head.
And the net broke.
And the net broke. It was all bad. And then now she's tried the crab chain, and that didn't work. Poor Una. This was getting personal. She shouted into the pit, "You can keep your dumb crown! I quit!" Generally speaking, mermaids are not quitters, but at this point, one could hardly blame her. Instead of looking for treasure with Otto, Una napped on the rocks with the sea lions. She drew pictures in the sand with the starfish, and she read from her favorite glass bottles with her land friends. Now, all
which land?
She's got a little girl here that's her friend. Why not? Mermaids could be friends with people on land. They just can't live on the land. See?
Oh.
All of this would have been perfectly fine, except Una wasn't perfectly fine. Clearly, she was missing her spark. And a mermaid without her spark? It's like a seagull without an appetite. Unnatural. A seashell washed ashore. Una studied it thoughtfully, and it gave her an idea. She got right to work. The next day, Una peered nervously into the rift. Why did it look so much deeper and scarier than she remembered? Otto pretended to be a narwhal, making Una laugh. Admittedly, the new treasure hunting goggles she'd invented were funny looking, but they were also her best shot at reaching the crown. And we can see what she has invented. She dove to the bottom of the murky rift. And that's when Una noticed something she couldn't see from above. A bridge. A bridge made from a crate, a rock, and the very same plank that had plunked her in the head. And it led straight to the crown. But what was that rumbling sound? It grew louder and louder. The ocean floor shook, and the water around Una churned into a thick stew of swirling sand and sea creatures, and she couldn't see, and she felt trapped. Would the hungry rift gobble her up too? Through the commotion, Una could hear something else in the distance. It was faint, but comforting. and familiar. The whales. Una sang along until the rumbling stopped and the water cleared, and finally, this was her chance, Una held her breath. Ready, steady, aim. And she has used the narwhal horn tooth to clink. Hooray! She has scooped up the crown. Never have we seen a happier girl.
We did it!
Una cheered, placing the crown on her best friend.
It really is beautiful,
she gushed.
But these,
Una said excitedly, holding her new goggles. These are spectacular! And Otto agreed, because sometimes the best treasure in the world isn't found. It's made. And because she made those extra amazing goggles, she could go into that dark rift and do the things she needed to do.
What do you think the goggles did, actually?
Protected her eyeballs from the murky goo of the rift. I think she had an amazing experience, and I kind of loved it. What about you?
Same.
And that, our dear friends, is... And?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Absolutely. And please, if you enjoy our stories,
and subscribe and go ahead and watch the next one.
Yeah, listen to our next story, tell your friends, and be sure to give us some positive feedback.
Go click that button and
yeah.
You can see our recommendations.
That's right. And that's the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.